Hey, and welcome back to Hot Takes, where me, I can't remember my name, but it'll come back to me, and my host, Matt, talk about movies coming up. And I want to apologize to our faithful listeners. I've been way too busy. Honestly, way too busy working weekends, working my part-time job to schedule anything. So any hate mail, send to Mark Fierbro at themoviebuff.net, and he will answer them for you. I don't have time to answer them, so just get back to that guy. Because he's at home all day doing nothing, like he's like writing some review that of some movie you've never heard of, but so he'll be happy to answer emails. So with that, so on the hot takes, we've decided to do something different because I've been too busy. We're gonna do once a month, just because I apologize to people. We tried weekly, I just don't have the time, but I can do once a month, and I'm hoping we will do that in the future. So welcome back, Matt. I got over it. Go ahead.
What's up, Simon?
Not much. It's just been a very, very busy weekend coming up. And it just, both
Hey.
my kids drive now.
Oh, that's scary.
I don't have a car.
Oh.
My thumb works very well and my hot body. I
We
think I made
understand.
me 2 blocks one night by a blind woman. So that was positive. Until she heard me talk and then I was out.
You were out.
So I have a joke today to start off the show before we get into movies,
Okay.
because it's movie related.
All right, let's hear it.
What is Bruce Lee's favorite food?
I feel like this might be ethnically inappropriate, but go ahead. What is
Whopper!
it? That's good. I like
That's not ethically inappropriate.
it. We're gonna cancel anyone. Cancel Simon.
That's Mark Sabro at themoviebuff.net. Send all hate mail to him.
Least you got the dot net right.
.net. Not .com because that's nobody knows who that is. Don't he doesn't respond to
We couldn't
emails.
afford the dot com.
Couldn't afford the .com. That cost $1.99. We went with the 99-cent option. So what have I missed, Matt? How many trailers am I behind? About 40?
Well, we got a nice list here for June, even though June is half over, but
I am sorry. We were supposed to schedule 2 weeks ago. My bad. Just got busy.
some of these things don't even come out yet, so we're good.
Okay, good.
And
We can do them all. I'm sure I haven't seen them all.
we've got a lot of garbage, couple good
Okay,
ones.
let's start off with the whatever you want.
All right,
It's
well,
embarrassing.
as usual, I'm going to start with the worst. And this was personally requested by you,
Yes.
Jackass, Best and Last.
Yes, I love this crap. Why
Do
you
I?
didn't like the stunts?
No, it's terrible. It's all awful. It's garbage. I don't like Johnny Knoxville or any of those
I
people.
love those guys. This sounds
They're
like
all.
just up my alley. They're doing the usual nonsense.
Nope. Yeah, that's all it is. It's just
See how many times someone can get stung in the butt by getting a tattoo?
it's ignorant, is what it is.
I love it. It's mindless nonsense.
It's
I
that's
think it's the Darwin Awards at its finest.
Mindless nonsense is a good way to describe it.
I
So if
mean,
you're
how else could I describe what I might have just wandered into the wrong film after my film was over? I thought it was the bathroom.
that
And
might
I
be the
am getting
only they're
old,
going
can't
to
see very well.
So you're into the Jackass, you know. I'm not, but yeah, whatever.
Well,
You
I
know
mean,
exactly
call
what
them.
you need to see the trailer. It's just stupidity.
That's fair. I accept that.
Did you like that Bad Grandpa?
Yeah, it was hysterical.
That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Well, you haven't seen a lot of movies then.
40 years, that was one of the worst movies I'd ever seen.
I'll send you.
Can't make it through.
Oh, there you are. You sound better now.
And I apologize. I'm getting old. I couldn't see my mic in front of me.
All right. So I'm going to move on to another bad one.
So that's it. That's it for Jackass.
It's Jackass. It's Johnny Knoxville. They're doing stupid things. It's
I got an idea. Why don't we make our own Jackass set? Me, you, and Gorsh. And
we.
Prin.
I mean, the three of us are jackasses.
I mean, can you imagine the amount of fun we could have in a movie theater tossing each other over things and
Oh
throwing
my.
stuff at each other?
Dave could just have like all of his outfits on and
Yeah, good thing Dave doesn't listen to this show because I could make fun of his Hawaii Five-O outfit.
we're still waiting for Dave to get on the podcast.
I will speak to him again. You know what?
Yo.
Montreal. We should just make him do it.
Do a live one. We could do
Dave
that.
is coming on the show. Yes, that show that you're referring to, Top Five, is coming back. It's just,
That's a great
again,
show.
it's a schedule thing. I just haven't had time.
No worries, no worries. All right, are you done with Jackass? You done talking about Jackass?
Yeah, I don't think there's much to say about Jackass. If you haven't seen it, then you're probably not missing much.
Nothing to say about it. So the next one, also equally bad, it was Welcome to the Jungle.
I have nothing about this one.
Now, this is a Hindi action comedy directed by Ahmed Khan.
Who's in this?
Nobody. They're all Indian actors. And
Why
if
did
you,
I put this on the list?
I don't know. It was.
We can skip. I don't want to discuss. This sounds terrible.
Yeah, but it looked awful. Yeah, nobody's gonna want to watch
What? Are you sure you got the right? You must have. Did I write this down? You had sent me this email. I wrote this down.
it. You sent me a screenshot. It's still in your phone.
I apologize for that. So,
It's
well, you know what? You watched it. Let's discuss it. I'll think of something to say.
just a goofy foreign comedy. I don't get the jokes. I don't speak the language, and it
Has subtitles.
I don't do subtitles.
Okay, so Matt has watched a Hindi film with subtitles he chooses not to watch.
Well, no, I only watched the trailer, which was like 45 seconds long. I won't watch the movie.
Well, listen, tell me, my big audience where I live, they'll all be there watching the Welcome to the Jungle. I'm sure it'll be packed.
We've got some Indian writers on our staff. I'm sure someone will cover it, but
Excellent. How is that staff doing?
it's amazing. It's big, it's long,
It's long.
pretty hard.
So, sounds like Daniel Prinz line at the buffet. Pretty long tray.
Aside from the big and the long, yeah.
Well, he's big. He's got a big belly and it's long down to his knees.
Oh.
I miss Daniel. Daniel, again, movie buff. Mark Sarah, movie buff .net. Feel free to email him. He's my PR and my HR and my SR and anything else R he's needs to be. He's a man without pants. Just give him a call.
This next one here, you might know more than me, but it's
Nope.
Minions and Monsters.
Oh, why did I make you? Oh, wait, I know why.
I've never seen any of the Minions movies.
You're not missing anything.
I know what they are, obviously, but you have kids, so maybe you're more familiar with it. It's basically the same thing, recycled again,
Oh,
slapstick
yeah.
not.
Okay, let me tell you, the first Minion movie was actually kind of funny. Because they do stupid things consistently.
So I do
And,
like the cast of this, the voices. We've got
well,
Trey Parker, Jesse Eisenberg, Zooey Deschanel, Allison Janney, Christoph Waltz, Jeff Bridges. So there's some big names in there.
yeah, but they don't do anything.
Well, they're just the voices of the things, right?
That's
And
right. They
yeah,
go,
so.
banana! Ooh, give me $500,000 for going banana! Oh, okay.
It's not.
These movies are made for kids.
Yes.
And they make, I could, basically a truckload of money.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So, what can I say? Are they terrible? Every one of them is terrible. None of them are funny.
Not
I'm
designed.
not a 10-year-old kid running around going banana all day at home driving his parents nuts.
Yeah, I would probably jump off a bridge. I might do a Jackass stunt and just hope that it doesn't work out.
Oh, well, then we got to film that because I might need that again. We need that. So, what these films are for is for kids.
Yes. So if you
Kids
have.
need to be entertained. So, you'll find Daniel Prinz first in line and Mark Sabro holding hands because they're
Wow.
both kids.
Oh my. Oh my. Well, speaking of kids and kids' movies,
That's
Toy Story
it.
is next on the list.
Oh, something good finally.
So I have only seen the first Toy Story, and I saw it 30 years ago with one of my first girlfriends, actually. But, I don't know anything about it. Other than that, I don't even really remember it. I should watch it again, though. So they're up to five now. Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Joan Cusack, Keanu Reeves is in it, and Annie
Yeah.
Potts.
Okay, any pots? Fine. They're all from number one, except for Keanu Reeves, too, by the way. They've all been every one of them. No, what's her face? It was only a number two. Jessie's only a number two. She doesn't show up number one. Okay, let me help you out. I'm a Toy Story junkie. I saw Toy Story 1 in theaters the day it was released.
That's crazy.
I have a Toy Story Pooh poster on my wall, a Toy Story 3 poster on my wall, and a Toy Story 4.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I put, diehard fans or kids would love it. So I guess you are.
I'm diehard fan. So what I gotta say to these movies is, I think they're deeper than kids' movies. I think they dig a little bit deeper. The villain, Toy Story 3 was a perfect movie. There's no reason they should have made a Toy Story 4 other than ka-ching, that's all they were going for.
And now there's five.
Well, I'm hoping this is just as good as 3, or even close, because 3 was just a work of art.
I should go
So, I
back.
mean,
I should go back and watch those.
okay, you've got to look at these films as what they are. They are just amazing. Good voice acting.
Very good actors. I
These
will give.
people aren't getting paid to do nothing. They're not going banana and getting 500,000. They're getting paid 10 million to be Tom Hanks. And what's funny, if Tom Hanks dies tomorrow, his brother does a perfect Tom Hanks
Oh,
because
nice.
he does all the toys.
Oh,
We can get somebody to Tim Allen. I mean, he's pretty replaceable, I think. So Tim Allen, like I said, I think these movies are perfect. I mean, they're gonna battle it out, Minions and Toy Story. I just hope Toy Story blows Minions out of the water. That's my personal opinion. I think these things are amazing. I'm looking forward to the new storyline. I'm looking forward to the, what do you call that thing? The new villain. It's like an Etch-O Sketch or something.
oh, I don't know.
Leapfrog. It's a leapfrog. My kids had them as kids.
Oh, okay.
So
That's
yeah, I mean,
the old one.
so me and my daughter are actually going to see this on Friday.
Oh, nice.
So
Well,
we're gonna, because I love Toy Story. So she's like, "Yeah, I'm in, Dad. If you want to go, we'll go." I'm like, "Sweet."
gotta let
My
her know.
daughter still wants to spend time with me. So people, I think this film's important.
Yeah,
If you
well, let.
haven't seen the Toy Story movies, go watch them. They're solid. Fours, eh, but everything else has been solid in the franchise. I mean, it's way better than the banana franchise.
Well, you will have to let us know how goes it on Friday.
Oh, maybe I'll invite you too.
That would might be a long drive, you know? I'm busy that day.
I'm coming to your place.
Okay. Get the couch. It's waiting for you.
I was going to go to, I'm just not, I can't tell Sahabro I was in town.
Okay, so now we got Supergirl.
Is that it this week?
It is out sometime in June, per that list. So, we all know what Supergirl is, I guess, right? It's a comic book thing.
I mean, she was in Superman.
The same actress.
Yes.
I don't know, Millie Alcock.
Yeah, it's her. You didn't see it, I know.
No, I don't watch stuff like that. That's, but I
It's
do
too.
love Matthias Schoenaerts, who's in it. Also Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones
Oh,
fame, and
because we need him.
from Santa Claus. So,
He's fast becoming the on the rock list of, oh boy. It's Jason Momoa again. Oh. Yay.
Hey,
Can't
that
wait.
look like that, you got to capitalize on it.
Oh, I'm not saying don't get your banana money. He is definitely getting his banana money by looking the way he looks. He doesn't need to act, same with The Rock. But I think people are getting sick of The Rock's shtick, so we got Jason Momoa's shtick for a little while. And I think this movie's going to do just fine. I don't think it's going to do blockbuster money. But I think people are going to go see it. I will go see it. I mean, it's obviously Spider-Man's more important to me this summer than this.
I would rather watch
But
Super Spider-Man.
Superman?
No, I'd rather watch the Supergirl.
Well, the Spider-Man movies have all been amazing. So,
Watch, yeah. Get
listen,
us
I'm.
support female characters.
Oh, here we go. Just because you like females. I got it.
Well, that helps.
Maybe we can put her a Birkin for you. Maybe that will just solve the problem.
All right, now here's the
So,
last of the
can I
sub.
finish?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. I think this film's important. I think it involves many people that like comic books, mainly females, and gives them female empowerment, same way Captain Marvel did, and Sailor Moon and stuff. So I think this is an important film.
Cool.
If my daughter wants to see it, of course I will take her to see it.
Oh, all right. There you go. You get two daughter dates. That's good.
No, same daughter. The other one doesn't go anywhere with me.
Well, for two dates, though. Two, you know.
Yes, she wants to until somebody calls her to go out, and I'm like, "Dad, yeah, I got it."
All right, now this is the last of the not great movies. We got another scary movie. So we've got Marlon and Sean Wayans back again, Anna Faris. It's literally the same thing. I don't know why it's not out at Halloween. And that's that. Now, I saw Scary Movie 1 forever ago, and I don't really, it was probably funny, but I haven't seen anything since then.
Well, let me let a little secret. I just saw a Scary Movie 1 3 weeks ago for the first time.
Wow, really?
Never
It's not.
seen one.
I mean,
It
it's
was
just.
fun. I thought it was funny. Had some solid jokes in it. I didn't see the preview for six. I'm like, oh, other than seeing Anna Faris on a red carpet, I'm like, oh, she's in MILF territory. Perfect. I'm still in.
Still.
And I'm saying, she's getting a little long in the tooth, and so am I. So, Anna, I'm here for you. That's the movie buff. That just email Mark Sabro at moviebuff.net. You'll get it to me.
Anna Faris emailed him, he'd go nuts. That would be a good, that'd be
There
a
you
good
go.
game.
Donuts? You can mail Mark donuts too, and he'll get them to me somehow. He'll probably eat them though.
Tim Hortons donut.
You don't want Tim Horton donuts. Dunkin's coming to Canada. You should come over, Anna, and open one with me. Just so you know. So back to Scary Movie 6. You're probably getting more of the same franchise over and over again. Hopefully the laughs are there, but I mean it is number 6. They're kind of probably running out of laughs, but
They spoofed
like,
Megan, which was kind of funny. Like, they've updated the stings.
oh good. They keep spoofing Scream, and they're terrible too.
Yeah,
So.
well, Scream thing is also part of it, but.
I knew it.
So, if you like scary movies, whatever, there's another one, even though it's summer, but.
This is a good date movie, people. Good date movie.
And it'll be streaming by Halloween. So if you want
Streaming probably right now, and I just haven't watched it
to.
yet.
Fair play. All right, so now we reach the first of the not awful movies.
Oh, Toy Story.
This one, it's called Stop That Train. And at first I rolled my eyes. It's got RuPaul in it, and it was very like over the top, but I laughed a bunch of times watching the previews.
Good.
Like one part RuPaul goes, "Tell it to me straight," and the guy tells her something, and then RuPaul goes, "Now tell it to me gay." And I laughed out loud. It was
That sounds funny.
stupid humor, and it could work because it's different.
I like RuPaul, though. RuPaul is a funny person.
Yeah.
And RuPaul tells good jokes. So I'm going with the RuPaul movie for maybe something will just slip in when underneath the covers.
No, well, and there's several other drag stars that are in this movie.
I don't know any of them, maybe.
UB and Brooklyn Heights. With that's clever, Brooklyn Heights. That's funny. So,
But you know what? I like drag queens because they have fun. They like to push their limits and have fun.
it looks like a goofy, fun Monty Python humor kind of thing, So that could work.
Good. I look forward to this. I'm going to watch it probably, if I remember.
Now we reach a Netflix original that also looks
Oh.
pretty. This is called Little Brother. And this movie stars John Cena, Michelle Monaghan, who I love,
We all do.
Chris Milani from like Law and Order fame.
Oh, I love that guy, Bellini.
So yeah, it's like this guy, John Cena is the main star, and it's like he adopts a little brother from like a Big Brother type program, and then the kid actually thinks it's his real brother and tries to move in with him when he's an adult, like 20 years later. It looks really funny. I don't have Netflix, so I won't be able to watch it,
I'm
but
going to say, you know who does? Mark Sierbro at the moviebuff.net.
I get Netflix around the holidays, so if I'll throw it in my queue, and I will definitely watch that. But Little Brother looks really good.
So hold on. That's it? You think we should watch this? I mean, it sounds funny. But
Absolutely.
you said John Cena, right?
Yeah, he's the main star.
So do you think John Cena's run his course yet, or is he still trying too hard?
I mean, he's kind of that discount Jason Statham. Like, he's fine if you need that sort of a character for something.
I think John Cena's funny. I think he knows what he's supposed to do. I mean, he's a better actor in The Rock, which accounts.
Yeah.
And he does funny things. I find most of his stuff funny. He gets comedy. He's like the John Hamm of actually being funny. John Hamm wants to be funny, but he doesn't know how to be funny. Cena picks good scripts and has fun with them. And that's why I like him. I just find he makes an effort. So I'm going to enjoy this film because I pay for Netflix at 20 something dollars a month.
Good Lord. Little
My
brother.
kid, my little kids love their Netflix.
Right, now the next one is needs no introduction from me, but Masters of the Universe.
Never seen it.
You but did you grow up
I'm
playing?
just busting your balls. Of course, I know what He-Man is.
Maybe you guys don't know. Yeah, I mean, I grew up loving the cartoon. I had all the toys. Yeah, I mean, I love that stuff. So this is definitely something I want to check out. A good summer movie. Jared Leto is playing Skeletor. Looks really cool. Alison Brie, who I also love, is in it. Idris Elba's in it. Kristen Wiig is in it. Nicholas Galitzine is playing He-Man. I don't know who that is. But if you love He-Man like I did, then you'll like it, I think.
You think so? You don't think it'd be too campy?
Well, I mean, He-Man is campy, but the trailer makes it look like it's a more serious version of the story.
Well, that'd be good, because that's what I need. I want my He-Man to be played straight.
Not the Dolph Lundgren from the 80s.
Well, the Dolph Lundgren one had no money behind it, so I think that was really the Dolph Lundgren's problem. He looked great as He-Man.
This will clearly be the first of many, but I'm down for that. I love He-Man.
You think there'll be a second one then?
Oh, I would assume they're probably already in post-production on the second one.
Okay, I'll have to trust you. I mean, have you watched this yet? I mean,
I have not watched it yet. No, we do have a review up on the Movie Buff. Marlo went and saw it, but he gave it a B.
Marlo, our producer that's supposed to be on the show that never shows up.
He gave it a B. He is a very soft grader, so you got to take that with a grain of salt.
Soft grading. He's a lot. You like give him a little popcorn. He thinks it's the greatest movie ever.
Yeah,
Like
he's.
he goes in and thinks, for him a free bag or something. He's like, I'll give your movie an A. I love it.
He's a softie. He's a softie.
He is a softie. He's a very light grader, people. So anytime you see a Marlowe review on the Movie Boss, please comment light on the bottom. It'll be right above or below this feed, probably below this feed. He-Man, Master of the Universe. Just write light.
All
Simon says light. That's Simon, light.
Melvin. All right.
And just then number two comment below that should be, we're going to listen to a real podcast and just put extra EF afterwards because it's not light. And hashtag Marlowe sucks.
Hashtag Marlowe. All right, so the two best movies I saved for last. We've got Disclosure Day, which is the new Steven Spielberg movie, which looks really good. Are you familiar with this at all?
You know what's weird? I don't watch trailers, so I find I don't even know what Disclosure Day is about. I guess they're going to tell me something exciting by the end of it.
About UFOs, crop circles, Roswell, alien invasion kind of movie. Emily
So I
Blunt.
guess we find out if it's all real or not by the end.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's you got to watch it. But we've got Emily Blunt starring, Colin Firth. You don't like Emily Blunt?
She's beautiful to look at, but a little light on the acting.
She's an amazing actress. I think.
Really? What movie?
The Quiet Place. Wild Target.
Wild Target? Really? We're going to Wild Target.
It's one of my favorite guilty pleasure comedies.
Wild Target. I have seen it. I don't know why I rated it, but I'm sure it was a below two.
I own the great movie.
God. Quiet Place. Okay, we can discuss Quiet Place. She doesn't do anything in a quiet place other than be quiet.
But that takes a lot of skill to be able to convey emotions with just
I think, you know what? we could find somebody else. Halle Berry could have done Quiet Place. That would have been just as fine.
Esther Prime. Pastor Prime.
Halle Berry is still in her prime. She can come over right now, and I'll help her change her TV channels.
All right. Are you ready for the number one movie?
I am. Marlowe recommends.
I don't know about Marlowe, but I recommend Young Washington, which is a
Washington?
documentary about George Washington, and it looks great.
Really?
It looks really, really good and really interesting. Now, the guy that plays him is William Franklin Miller, who I don't know, but he looks exactly like I would picture him looking. Some other star, Kelsey Grammer of Frasier fame, Sir Ben Kingsley is in it, Andy Serkis.
Okay, we have one good actor.
Ben Kingsley. Well, Kelsey
That's
Grammer.
correct. Kelsey Grammer, come on.
If you're
You can.
interested in history,
Oh,
or
yeah,
Ben.
I'm watching this for sure. You got me hooked since you told me Ben Kingsley's in it.
Yeah,
Ben
sure.
Kingsley does not usually do bad movies.
No.
He does bad TV shows, but not bad movies.
Now, this is just in time for the U.S. 250-year birthday.
But
I
isn't
just,
that like yesterday?
well, July 4th. So I
Hold
watched.
on. I watched UFC 250 the other day.
Yeah, I don't know what that nonsense is.
I saw a president having a nap.
Again, we're talking about the country as a whole.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about his birthday party.
Oh, no. That's not the 200, the 250 years, the country itself.
Oh, okay.
Four.
I'll let it. Well, Canada doesn't have a 250 birthday yet, so I wouldn't know.
When was their Independence Day or their founding day?
July 1st.
What year?
Oh, what year did we become a country? 1867.
Oh, wow, really? It was that? Okay, so, oh, it'll be 160 next year.
We're a little behind you guys, though.
Yeah, it's, well, I didn't think it was that much further behind, but yeah. Now, I did,
Oh, you.
if you like history, I also just watched the Ken Burns New Revolutionary War documentary, which was very good. So kind of sets the stage for all that stuff. And then, if you want a condensed version, you check out Young Washington and you got it.
Hold on. So, why did you like this preview? Because you're a history buff? Is that what it is?
I mean, I love history. I love Revolutionary War stuff is cool, and it just looks like really well made. The guy looks exactly like, I mean, obviously I don't know what he looks like actually, but like he looks like the dollar bill
Hold on.
dude.
There are paintings of him.
Yeah, but like not photographs. But yeah, see, it looks the guy looks exactly like you'd picture him looking young from one of the paintings. And it's an interesting story that's not usually told in a war picture. We get lots of Civil War, lots of World War II stuff. Very rarely is there a Revolutionary War thing, focusing on this guy. So I will definitely be checking it out.
So this is so of all the movies we've gone over today, this is the one getting you out of your theater.
That's my, well, I'm not going to go see it in the theater, but that
Oh.
it is my number one
Maybe we
thing.
should ask people, when's the last time did Matt go to a movie?
I was
Leave
just
the
in.
house.
I saw Holcomb.
Oh, you saw, okay. There's a movie that I enjoyed.
Holcomb was good. Holcomb was good.
Okay. That's it for hot takes. That's it until next month.
Know if we have trivia, but
If you want to wait, I will go get some trivia for you.
we can save the trivia for next
We
time.
can save the trivia because it's way over there.
We'll save it.
Let's save it. Well, thanks everybody. If you have any questions for Matt or myself, or want us to do a trailer from past decades, we'll do it. We promise.
That's
And
actually a good idea. We should do that.
if I've actually seen the movie, I will discuss the movie on here. But you can send all comments, hate mail, and donuts. And Emily Blunt's phone number for Matt to markzierbro@moviebuff.net. And remember, any interview with Mark Zierbro is marked light.
Always.
Matt, I think the popcorn's burning.
I will talk to you on the flip side.